How to stop overthinking what you say. Have you ever left a conversation only to spend the next several hours or even days replaying your words in your head? Wondering if you said the right thing, if you came across as intelligent, or if you accidentally offended someone. If so, you're far from alone. Overthinking what we say is one of the most common communication challenges facing people today, affecting everything from our personal relationships to our professional advancement. This mental habit can be exhausting, draining the joy from social interactions and preventing us from being present in our conversations. It creates a perpetual loop of self-doubt that can eventually lead to social anxiety and avoidance behaviors. The good news? This pattern can be broken with the right understanding and practical strategies. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore the psychology behind overthinking our words, discover practical techniques to overcome this habit, and develop sustainable strategies for more confident, present-focused communication. Whether you're preparing for a high-stakes presentation or simply want to enjoy casual conversations without the mental aftermath, these insights will help you reclaim control over your internal dialogue. Understanding the overthinking cycle. Overthinking what you say typically follows a predictable pattern. First comes the triggering situation, perhaps a meeting with your boss, a conversation with someone you're attracted to, or even a casual chat with a new acquaintance. Your brain, trying to protect you from social rejection, kicks into overdrive, analyzing every word choice, tone shift, and possible interpretation. After the interaction, rather than moving on, your mind begins its post-mortem analysis. You replay segments of the conversation, imagining alternative responses, and catastrophizing about how you might have been perceived. This pattern is so common that entire online communities have formed where people share their experiences and seek solutions for this exact problem. The psychological term for this phenomenon is rumination, a recursive thought pattern focused on perceived failures or inadequacies. Research shows that rumination is closely linked to anxiety and depression, creating a self-reinforcing cycle where overthinking leads to decreased confidence, which then triggers more overthinking. Why we fall into the overthinking trap? Several factors contribute to communication overthinking. Perfectionism. Many overthinkers hold themselves to impossibly high standards, believing every interaction must be flawless. This perfectionism creates a gap between expectation and reality that the mind tries to reconcile through endless analysis. Fear of judgment. At our core, humans are social creatures who evolved to be acutely sensitive to rejection. Your overthinking might simply be your brain's primitive survival mechanism trying to protect your social standing. Past negative experiences. If you've experienced ridicule, criticism, or rejection after speaking up in the past, your brain flags similar situations as potentially threatening, triggering hypervigilance about your communication. Lack of present moment awareness. Most overthinking occurs when we're disconnected from the present moment, allowing our minds to time travel between past regrets and future anxieties rather than engaging with what's happening now. Understanding these root causes is the first step toward developing more helpful communication patterns. As explored in Camille Stiles' insightful analysis of overthinking patterns, recognizing our triggers allows us to develop targeted strategies for interrupting the cycle. The hidden costs of overthinking your words. Beyond the obvious mental exhaustion, overthinking what you say carries several less visible costs. Diminished authenticity. When you're constantly filtering and second-guessing your words, your authentic voice gets buried. People sense this lack of genuineness, which ironically creates the very disconnection you're trying to avoid. Reduced leadership presence. Effective leaders communicate with conviction and clarity. Overthinking undermines both, making you appear hesitant or unsure. This is particularly damaging in professional settings where certain communication habits are essential for building loyalty and establishing credibility. Conversation lag. While you're internally debating the perfect response, conversations move forward. Overthinking creates a delay that can make you appear disengaged or slow to process information. Missed opportunities. Perhaps most critically, overthinking often leads to self-censorship. How many brilliant ideas, meaningful connections, or important questions have remained unspoken because you talked yourself out of sharing them? The cumulative effect of these costs can be profound, limiting both personal fulfillment and professional advancement. Over time, habitual overthinkers may find themselves passed over for leadership roles or experiencing a growing sense of inauthenticity in their relationships. Practical strategies to stop overthinking. Moving from understanding to action, let's explore specific techniques to break the overthinking cycle. 1. Adopt a mindfulness practice. Mindfulness, the practice of non-judgmental present moment awareness, provides a powerful antidote to overthinking. By training your attention to remain in the now, you develop the mental muscle to notice when you're spinning into rumination and redirect your focus. Start with just 5 minutes daily of focused breathing, noticing when your mind wanders, as it inevitably will, and gently bringing it back to your breath. Over time, this same skill will help you notice overthinking in conversations and redirect to active listening instead. For a deeper exploration of how mindfulness can transform your relationship with overthinking, this comprehensive guide offers valuable insights and actionable techniques. 2. Challenge cognitive distortions. Overthinking often involves cognitive distortions, patterns of thinking that are inaccurate or exaggerated. Common distortions include mind reading, assuming you know what others think about your communication. Catastrophizing, imagining the worst possible outcome from a minor verbal misstep. All or nothing thinking, believing a conversation was either perfect or a complete disaster. Personalization, assuming others' reactions are always about something you said. When you catch yourself in these patterns, challenge them with evidence-based questions. What actual evidence do I have that my comment ruined the meeting? Or are there alternative explanations for their reaction? This cognitive restructuring technique, demonstrated in this helpful video guide on overcoming overthinking, can significantly reduce post-conversation rumination. 3. Create pre-conversation rituals. For anticipated high-stakes communications, develop a brief pre-conversation ritual that grounds you in your values rather than your fears. This might include setting an intention for how you want to show up: curious, supportive, clear. Taking 3 deep breaths to activate your parasympathetic nervous system. Reminding yourself of your core communication strengths. Visualizing the conversation going well, with both connection and clarity. This proactive approach focuses your energy on constructive preparation rather than anxious rumination. It's about shifting from obsessing to preparing in a healthy, bounded way. 4. Practice post-conversation compassion. When you notice yourself replaying a conversation, introduce self-compassion rather than criticism. Ask, "What would I say to a friend who was worrying about this same situation?" This simple perspective shift can interrupt the harsh internal monologue that fuels overthinking. Remember that many others struggle with exactly the same concerns about their communication. The universality of this experience reminds us that overthinking is part of our shared humanity, not a personal failing. Building new communication habits. Beyond addressing overthinking directly, developing stronger communication fundamentals builds confidence that naturally reduces the need for post-conversation analysis. 1. Focus on others. The most powerful shift overthinkers can make is redirecting attention outward. When you're genuinely curious about the person you're speaking with, your brain has less bandwidth for self-consciousness. Ask thoughtful questions, practice active listening, and genuinely engage with others' responses. This outward focus not only reduces overthinking but also makes you a more engaging conversationalist. Great leaders understand that the questions they ask often have more impact than the statements they make, a principle that applies equally to everyday conversations. 2. Eliminate undermining language. Overthinkers often adopt speech patterns that undermine their authority and confidence. These include excessive apologizing, constant qualification of statements, "I might be wrong, but," and permission-seeking phrases, "if that makes sense." Take inventory of these habits in your communication and work to eliminate them. Instead, embrace the power of what great communicators intentionally avoid saying to maintain clarity and confidence in their message. 3. Create feedback channels. Much overthinking stems from uncertainty about how our communication lands. Establish trusted relationships where you can request honest feedback about your communication style. This external perspective often reveals that concerns magnified in your mind are barely noticeable to others. In professional settings, post-presentation evaluations or mentor relationships can provide this structured feedback. In personal contexts, a trusted friend can offer perspective when you find yourself spiraling about a conversation. 4. Develop a recovery protocol. Despite your best efforts, there will be times when you say something you regret or that's misinterpreted. Rather than endlessly ruminating, develop a simple recovery protocol. Acknowledge the misstep if necessary, without over-apologizing. Clarify your intention briefly. Redirect to the core message or question. Move forward rather than dwelling on the moment. This approach treats communication mistakes as normal, manageable events rather than catastrophes requiring endless analysis. Advanced techniques for confident communication. As you build foundational skills, these advanced techniques can further transform your relationship with overthinking. 1. Embrace the improvisation mindset. The principles of improvisation: being present, building on what's offered, making bold choices offer powerful alternatives to overthinking. Improvisation teaches that there are no perfect lines, only present engagement with what's happening now. Consider taking an improv class specifically to develop comfort with unscripted communication. This mindset is particularly valuable in public speaking scenarios where adaptability and presence are even more important than perfect wording. 2. Practice strategic vulnerability. Counterintuitively, appropriate vulnerability often eliminates the need for overthinking. When you're willing to occasionally acknowledge uncertainty, "I'm still forming my thoughts on this," or even nervousness in high-stakes situations, you create authenticity that resonates more than polished perfection. This doesn't mean oversharing or using vulnerability as a crutch, but rather strategically showing your humanity in ways that create connection rather than undermine credibility. 3. Develop communication breadth. Expand your communication versatility across different contexts and mediums. The more varied your communication experience is, the less any single interaction will trigger overthinking. This might include contributing to group discussions in varied settings, writing in different formats, professional, personal, creative, speaking to diverse audiences, technical experts, general public, various age groups, communicating across platforms, in person, video, audio, text-based. This breadth builds adaptability that reduces anxiety about any particular communication challenge. 4. Create a personal reflection practice. Transform unproductive overthinking into structured reflection by establishing a regular practice, perhaps weekly, where you thoughtfully consider your recent communications. Unlike rumination, this practice is time-limited, solution-focused, and balanced between acknowledging successes and identifying improvement opportunities. Questions for productive reflection might include: what conversations went particularly well this week, and why? Where did I communicate my authentic self most clearly? What's one communication skill I'd like to strengthen? How might I approach similar situations differently in the future? This transforms overthinking from a liability into a learning tool that actually improves your communication over time. Conclusion: overcoming the tendency to overthink what you say isn't about eliminating thoughtfulness or care in your communication. Rather, it's about redirecting that mental energy from unproductive rumination to present engagement and growth-oriented reflection. The strategies outlined here represent a progressive journey from understanding the psychological patterns that drive overthinking, through practical techniques to interrupt those patterns, to advanced practices that build lasting confidence. This journey isn't linear, and you'll likely find yourself revisiting certain strategies as new communication challenges emerge. Remember that the goal isn't perfection in every interaction, but rather a healthy relationship with your own communication style, one characterized by presence rather than preoccupation, learning rather than lamenting, and connection rather than criticism. Start by selecting one or two strategies that resonate most strongly with your specific overthinking patterns. Implement these consistently for several weeks, noticing how they influence not just your overthinking tendencies but also the quality of your connections and clarity of your message. In time, you may find that the energy once consumed by overthinking becomes available for deeper listening, more creative expression, and more authentic presence, transforming not just how you feel about your communication, but the impact it has on others. The most powerful communicators aren't those who never misspeak or who craft perfect phrases in every interaction. Rather, they're those who bring their full attention to each conversation, who value connection over perfection, and who view communication as an evolving practice rather than a performance to be judged. By releasing the grip of overthinking, you free yourself to become this kind of communicator, present, authentic, and increasingly confident in the value of what you have to say.